And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning in Southeast Kansas. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day out there. And we're taking a break from open line. And joining us in studio this morning is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everyone. Doing great.
Good to see you today. Of course, another CNN was this morning. And where was it at? And what was talked about today?
Okay. Well, we had a special host and a special location, so two different things today. So it was hosted by PennMax Services. They are a staffing agency, and Amanda Brock is the manager. For those that may not know, they do everything from, of course, getting people connected to jobs to getting temps hired for your business, direct hires, testing even. So, and then they have this new thing she was telling me about today. They have a special graduation bonus. So if you're like a high schooler or somebody graduating from a tech campus or college, if you hire on and work for, I think it's like 4 weeks or something, you get a special bonus.
Ah, very nice.
So it's kind of a good, oh, we got it. So that was good. That was a cool thing they're doing. But they have 26 years in our region. They service the whole Southeast Kansas area, and they're actually in 8 different states, so all over. But a great, great place, PennMax. But the other cool thing was PennMax was our host, but we were actually today located at the Aviation Museum. So I got to go out there.
Yay!
I love it. For those that have never been out there, you really need to go check it out. They worked hard over the last year cleaning it up and getting it reorganized. And now it's open to the public every Saturday and Sundays from 1 to 4. However, they are desperately needing volunteers in order to be able to keep it open. So, and that's one of those things where we want to do it not just for our residents, but there's people that come from all over that are really into aviation. So they want to see that stuff. So if you can volunteer one day a month, they would love you. But yeah, if you haven't been out there, it's great at the museum. Okay, some other things going on. So Amy Dollar was in there today from KGF. They are doing a new thing that I just heard about. You guys have an interstate job search that you can do. Mm-hmm. So right now that's a hot commodity because every business is looking for somebody trying to fill some positions.
Yeah,
so
it seems like there's now hiring signs just all over the place
everywhere.
As of right now.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're kind of having a shortage of workforce as of right now. So
yes.
Definitely plenty of chances out there, though. So.
Yeah, there is. So check out that job search on the website. The Chamber also has an online job board, so you can go to chamber.org. And every week we've been featuring a different job. So kind of get everybody to realize what those type of jobs are like. I mean, it's a pretty big variety. So Lisa Brookover, just a reminder that June 5th is the Comet Campout. And that's going to be right out there by the Aviation Museum. So you can check it out there. And, of course, as we all know, that weekend, we talked about it last week, but packed weekend. We got the auction for the radio. That's going on that day. Coffeyville Coffee Company is going to be doing their ribbon cutting and open house. And so we got the Comet Camp out. Oh, and then the last thing is the Dalton Museum movie is going to be played that weekend.
Right.
I just want to tell everybody that if you don't realize, this is kind of a big deal that we got it. A lot of movie premieres don't come to small communities. You know, they're
right.
In the big cities. And so we're lucky because this is a major movie production, and it looks really good. The trailer looks really good. So that'll be happening on the same weekend, June 5th and 6th. You can order online at the Midland Theater website or call us at the Chamber because we have tickets too. So that's limited seating, though, so get your tickets now on that. All right, Leanne from the Public Library. Today and every Wednesday, they do story time online, so you can get on with the kiddos. Just enjoy that. That's fun. Speaking of openings, she has 2 openings at the library, which I think would be a great job because it's just relaxing there and just nice, calm environment. So I could handle that sometimes. So from the Coffeyville Journal. They have a special section they put out every year, and it's getting ready to come up. It's the Phil Kinley High School Senior Spotlight. And so they're going to feature all the different seniors of the class this year, graduating class. But they're looking for sponsors. It's only $55, and you can actually pick which student you want to sponsor, or if there's already someone being sponsored, you just want to kind of help out, then they can get you hooked up with somebody. So $55, call them at the Coffeyville Journal for that. Couple other things going on. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army. Just kind of a reminder that a lot of times with these big national nonprofit organizations, we think the money all goes to some CEO. But Joe is amazing. He works hard on keeping all the money that we raise here in the community right here in Coffeyville, constantly helping out. I mean, just in the last few weeks, he said he worked with somebody that was homeless. He worked with a family that needed utility support, somebody that needed food. You know, just anybody that's kind of down on their luck and needing help, they're always out helping those in need. And he also wanted to give a shout out. I'm sure you've been watching the progress, but right across the street from you is where a new park's going in.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, and that thing popped up quick. I mean, at first I saw it, I was like, what are they doing over there? And all of a sudden you saw this basically little area, kind of covered area, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's... And then all of a sudden, like one day... I saw that, then the next day the park was there. I was like, whoa, that was fast.
So it's so neat that they're putting that up right in the by the downtown area. And, of course, that'll be open to the entire public. So just, you know, we got big, major, amazing parks in Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. But if you're wanting to do just something quiet and close by, you know, you can stop in one of those places.
And like when, you know, Midland does their movie nights, before the movie starts, kids can play over there and just have a good old time. So, and not to mention the Pocket Park as well. So,
yeah, I mean, that's
a lot of things going on. It's very exciting.
I love seeing all that. Levi Wilson from K-Rig was with us today. He didn't have any major announcements, but he just said, wow. He came up from Barnesville, and he said, our museum was amazing. You know, for someone that gets to travel different places, he said, it's fantastic we have something like that right here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna take my kids up to that because they love stuff about airplanes and stuff.
Really?
So they would love going up to
it's
that.
It's really neat inside there. Really neat. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, they had their fishing derby on Sunday. And she said they had 108 people fishing.
Nice.
Although the fishes weren't really biting too much. She said I think they got about 48 fishes, which isn't bad. But it was really good turnout. And shout out to the Jack kids from the high school, as well as the baseball teams that built the high school and the college. They came out and helped all the kids get the warms on and, you know.
That's awesome. All that fun stuff. Yeah, that's really awesome.
It was so much fun. And then coming up on the 27th of this month, they have the Mother-Daughter Tea Party. So that's an annual event that they do. And they're going to have makeup, and the moms and daughters get to try it on and just kind of have a fun tea party. So sign up for that. Keisha from KFAN, they are an organization that just a year and a half ago, basically, opened up. And it's to help families in need. She said just in the last year, they have exploded on growth. They've had to hire more people. This region is just loving the support and that networking. And so they are actually going to have to get a new office. They've already outgrown their office for this region. So right now they're doing a campaign. It's called 30 Days of Support Campaign. And they're going to be fundraising money. Most of that money will go right back into helping families. They're constantly helping, kind of like with Salvation Army. They're just helping families in need. But they're also going to use some of that money to kind of help get them a new location so they can continue to support our region. So, Chuck McFate had a great shout out. We were talking about the men's basketball team that won the national champion. And at the dinner the other night that they had, one of the speakers was talking about, she works for a hotel chain. And she said, Coffeyville team was the most polite, an outgoing and neat team that she's ever got to experience.
You know, Very nice.
They work with a lot of colleges, but she said this team, you know, just had such awesome respect and they were so well-mannered, but yet still outgoing and engaging. And so that speaks to the character of our team and, mm-hmm. of course, the character of our coach. And so...
Well, I mean, we have probably one of the best college coaches ever. I mean, Jay Herkelman, I don't know if you saw the video that Coffeyville Community College put out just in the dying seconds of the game. You see, you know, the team, they run on the court to celebrate, and you see Herkelman, and I guess it's one of his assists there, and you just see this look on his face, and you see him just grab him and just hug him tight. It's like it's that monkey of him basically being one of the best coaches to never win a title, finally off of his back, and you could just see this emotion and Coach Herkelman. It was so fun to watch, and it's still just to this day, even though it's been a couple of weeks ago, it's still so exciting that they were able to, because it means they're the they're the best basketball team in the NJCAA in the entire country. And exactly. Says so much about Jay Herkelman and the players.
Exactly. I mean, they deserved it. It's been a long time in coming, but amazing team. But I just love that they're amazing on the court and off the court. So mm-hmm. I think that's just a great testament to our college.
Absolutely.
Just the last couple things. We have Small Business Week this week. And so every day we've been posting on our Facebook page just some way that you can support a small business here in Coffeyville. And today's Welcome Wednesday, and we're asking everybody to go out and shop at a local store that you've never been in before. Because time after time, I hear people say, I didn't know we had that here. I didn't know they had that product or service or, you know. So we're kind of encouraging everybody, go check something out. Just go in and go shop around and look around. And if you can, take a picture and post it, share it on our page that we have on the post. Because we're just trying to get the word out of, like, look at all these unique, cool things you can find here in Coffeyville. So anyway, shout out to all of our small businesses. And let's celebrate all week long for them. Last thing I have coming up, our next workshop. We've been doing workshops every month for our businesses and for the community. And our next one is on how to find that work-life balance. Or can you even find a work-life balance?
Yeah, it's tough sometimes.
You know, it's a teeter-totter. But we're going to be sharing strategies and ways to just find that good balance and how to be productive at home and in your job. That'll be on May 20th. It is free for chamber members, so it's a great benefit for our members. But if the community is interested, they can pay a small fee and attend as well. Just call me over at the chamber, and I can get you hooked up for that. And I think that is all our announcements that we had. Yep, just double checking. But as we always say every time I'm here, you can call me at the chamber if you want to find out more about any of the stuff I announced today. That's 251-2550. Of course, you can email me. My email is on our website, a message on Facebook, or stop in. Yesterday, I was gone out of town, and Sam said, I guess because of the dreary weather, nobody was coming in calling. It was so depressing.
Yeah,
so
yesterday was not the funnest weather in the world. That's for sure. And the bad thing is I didn't get a chance to cut my grass before it, so now it's even going to be like really hot.
No.
I'm going to be like going through a jungle or something now. So
that's all right. This is the season of all the good rain, but all the good beautiful weather. Flowers and grass and everything blooming. So
well, if anybody gets upset with my lawn, I'll just be like, hey, I am helping out the earth. I am creating more oxygen. So so I don't know if that works, but anyway. All right. Well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it. And we will see you again, same bat time, same bat channel next week.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to attempt to take your calls. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.